Welcome back, listeners. Grump McGillin's here, soothing your scintillating auditory processing centers with some sweet culprit-approved tunes. Today marks the 132nd anniversary of Intergalactic Omnicore Day, so celebrate at your nearest Omnistop for some free Omniprizes. But enough about me, I want to hear about you, listener. The lines are open, ladies and androids. Dial in to have your questions right on the air. One lucky caller is going to win a brand new Omnichip, courtesy of Omnicore. Some restrictions do apply. That's it for now. I'm Grump McGillin. This is 106.7, and this is your invitation to rock.
I remember when McGillin's used to play real music. Now he only ever plays what the corpse allow him to play. Fucking sellout. I gotta take another whiz. Carry me over to the can, will ya?
I thought you were practicing walking on your own.
These stubby little legs need a break, all right? Don't forget who's paying your bills. What, are you gonna watch me or something? Go wait outside.
Why do you even have it, John, anyway? You don't have a need for it.
Expansionist era Zyger trucks. Hand-me-downs from when the Truckers Alliance was still mostly organic. Also, a useful place to discard old oil.
Ho-ho! We got ourselves a little rule-breaker, huh? Improper disposal of oil. Didn't know Omnicore programmed their tin cans to think for themselves.
I have as much free will as any humanoid, especially prepubescent ones who have to be carried to the toilet every 13 minutes.
What's gone into you? What happened to the polite, cordial little toaster that's been changing my diaper and lighting my cigars and bending over backwards the past few days?
This delivery far exceeds the limits of my contract.
Contract's contract. You ever heard of the golden rule, Robert?
Do unto others.
Whoever has the gold makes the rules. So long as I'm shelling out cred, you just gotta do as I say. Capiche? Now, quit whining and get us to the nearest Omnistop. I need to get some better diapers. These ones are starting to itch.
Yes, Mr. Lagarde.
Welcome to Omnistop, where your Omni dreams are made. Can I get you an Omni prize to celebrate Intergalactic Omni Day?
Where's the premium diapers?
Sir, your baby is talking.
Yes, an unfortunate circumstance. Best to be ignored. The diapers?
Aisle 9.
Thank you.
Unfortunate circumstance. You'll end up in an unfortunate circumstance if you keep mouthing off. Carry me over to aisle 9. You know, you've been awfully mouthy for someone who legally works for me.
I work for the Truckers Alliance, a subsidiary of Omnicorp. You are a package. Your golden rule can only get you so far. Now then, do you want the nebula nappies or the astro absorbers?
Get me the nebulas. The baby on the package looks happier. And don't forget the booster seat. Listen, Toaster. I didn't make the rules. It's how the galaxy works. I didn't spend all my life hustling for cred just for some hunk of metal to lip off to me. Grab some of those om-nom-nom snacks, too. This isn't over, by the way. We're gonna have a long talk about this in the truck.
All right. I look forward to it.
Will that be all?
Grab us 2 packs of the Z-Gars.
And 20 kilos of interfuel on pump 4. Gas has become so expensive. Can you pay for the fuel? My Omnicard only works for stops on route.
Hey, look who comes crawling back for a little cred. Put it all on this card.
Your card was declined.
Well, run it again, kid. We haven't got all day.
Declined again.
Your machine must be broke. Is there an ATM?
In the back, between the Galactic condoms and the Freshies air capsules.
Carry me back there, Robert.
Do you hear that?
No, I don't hear shit. Wait, what the fuck is that clanging noise?
Negative space. It's negative space.
Put your fucking hands in the air! This is a sticker!
Unfortunately, my loud friend is quite correct. No sudden moves, heroics, or extreme acts of corporate patriotism. You're being robbed by...
Spelly Lux!
No, Spelly!
I told you not to tell them your name.
And Reginald Flux!
Oh, for the love of...
Fantastic. Please, please tell them our zip code next.
7-3-1-1-2-9!
As I was saying before my junkie friend interrupted me,
we are the Warp Wind Reavers!
Two honest space pirates driven to a life of crime by the evils of crony capitalism.
And you, dear friends, are to be bereaved of your worldly possessions!
Please form an orderly line with cred in hand. Cashier, what is your name?
Chester.
Chester! If you would be so kind, please fill this satchel with the contents of your register.
Be very careful with it. I've recently had to sew the buttons back on.
I'll eat your liver. There's a worm in my head, and he wants your liver.
Oh, don't worry about it, my friend. I think his Xalux might have been laced with synthmeth. You know how it is, always. Test your drugs, yada yada.
This is my first time being robbed. I have to find the robbery script first.
Boss! The worm says this is bad news! Should I shoot him?
Billy, please! Be reasonable! We aren't barbarians! We're space pirates! Okay?
Excuse me. Mr. Pirate?
What are you doing?
Did you bring your own music?
Why, of course! Have you ever robbed someone to dead silence?
Awfully dismal. Spelly, turn it down a notch.
This is Negative Space, correct? I have their first album. The track Galactic Toll is one of my favorites. The production on that is so intricate. Not to mention the breath controller monosynth solo during the breakdown section. I hear they were able to recreate it almost exactly on their latest tour.
Ooh, a connoisseur. I saw them live last month in Cosmo. They put on a wicked show. Say... did I just see your baby talk?
I do a lot more than talk, astronauts.
What kind of horrible contradiction of nature is this?
It was an infundibulum flux. Speaking of Cosmos, we are on our way to Cosmos to get it fixed right now.
Curious. Well, good luck. I hear Cosmos is going through some, cultural growing pains.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you know how it is. Death to capitalist overlords... rise of the working class, streets running red with corporate blood. That old shtick. That's not me, by the way. I believe in a class system. Comes in very handy when you need to know who to rob.
Okay, I, found the script.
Finally! Back to the matter at hand! Read away, Chester! Cower in fear! Beg! Grovel! Put those acting skills to the test!
Okay. In the event of a robbery, state the following. I will fully cooperate. Let me grab the cash register. Then, reach under the counter and press the alert button. Human resources is on its way. Grab the corporate-issued Disintegrator 5000 and defend Omnicorp property with your life. Remember, being robbed is worse than death. Oh, hold on. I was supposed to grab the gun.
Did he say gun?
I forgot my gun in the ship. Spelly! Would you please shoot him before he shoots us?
Shoot!
Robin, we better duck.
Oh, dear.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Community. Strength. Passion. Resiliency. Organic supremacy. Delicious.
Delicious.
Bagels.
Bagels.
These are the qualities you look for in your board. Help us help you. At Spritzer & Co., we want to keep our jobs human, our bagels fresh, and our communities robot-free. If Spritzer & Co. gets a seat on the UCS board, we personally guarantee we will pass human laws for humans by humans. Every bite of a Spretzer & Co. bagel is a vote for humanity. Any citizen with grade 3 standing or above can vote for Spretzer & Co. today with qualifying purchases.
Asiago.
What do you mean it's pronounced bagel?
Do your friends think you're a wimp? Yes? No? Are you not sure about your current social standing among your peers? Do you want to know exactly how everyone feels about you all of the time? Introducing the all-new Soul Piercer by Toy Corp.
Soul Piercer!
Just point it at your friends and pull the trigger. You'll soon see directly into their very soul.
Hey, nerd. I hate you.
Oh, yeah? Wowee, Alex. I didn't know you liked reverse harem military moe hentai so much.
Aw, man. You're right. I should re-examine how I treat my peers instead of projecting my own insecurities.
Yeah!
Soul Piercer. Protect yourself, expose your friends. Buy yours at participating stores now and unlock the mysteries of the soul.
Yeah!
Of Soul Piercer may include existential dread, complete loss of trust in your humanity, or the realization your friends don't think about you as much as you wish they did. Friends sold separately.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Shoot! Shoot!
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! We can reach an agreement! Surely a few thousand credits is not worth spilling blood over! Whoa. Spell it! Did you snort more, Zalex?
The worm in my head is named Larry, and he thirsts for blood!
Shooting a gun is so much easier than I thought. I should shoot people for a living.
Well, Tin Can, now's your chance to prove metal is worth more than gold. Go beat them up!
Get everyone killed! I am programmed to drive a truck, not fight.
Well, it looks like gold wins again, huh? Hey, everyone, stop shooting! I have a solution!
Hold it, Spelly!
Let's hear the weird little baby up.
My head hurts real bad!
We all know HR isn't responding to a call in some backwater Omnistop. We also know Pimples here would rather die than face Omnicorp's wrath. And the warp dicks or whatever aren't leaving without some grease on the wheels.
A classic equation standoff. I'm familiar.
Luckily for you guys, I have a little grease to spare. What do you say? I'll pay out the cred personally. You guys leave us to a diaper shopping, and nobody gets hurt.
Well, I'll be. Capitalism wins again. You got yourself a deal, baby. But no funny business, or Spelly here will shoot you.
Splendid. Robert, carry me over to the ATM.
You haven't proven anything.
Au contraire, Robert. Watch the master at work. In a universe of total chaos, cred is the only constant. And voila! What? That's not right.
Those beeps are hurting my head, boss! They sound like bad news!
No, just run in the car again.
What is going on? You're going to get a shot.
What's happening over there, baby?
Nothing. Just taking a second. It says my account is empty?
Empty?
Account acquisition by legal guardian Esther Zilch. Because the account holder is underage. I knew she'd fuck me one last time.
Oh!
Spelly, hold it together. Home stretch.
I can't hold it inside no longer. Larry the Worm has promised me an eternity in the bosom of creation.
Mr. Lagarde, something is happening.
I am to ascend! Larry's will shall be done!
What in the void is that?
I am Larry!
A Nyxworm. It's a carnivorous parasite.
Ah! Spelly! I told you to test your drugs!
Run!
Grab the diapers! Holy void! Did you see that? I think it ate, shoot. What was his name?
We barely survived. Sweet mother of capitology, that was horrifying. That thing came out of Spelly.
Charlie, Charlotte, Chadwick? Was it Chadwick?
It was Chester. His name was Chester.
No. I would have remembered if it was something so dumb.
He's dead. They're both dead. And for what? We didn't make a single cred. You did this. That was all some kind of ploy to delay us or something.
Grow up. You were the void heads who tried robbing us, remember?
We needed money. And I didn't think.
Problem with your generation. You can't take responsibility for Jack. Your buddy snorts some back alley worm-infested crystal, and suddenly it's our fault?
You're right. Fuck. Spelly has a worm parasite growing out of his head because of me.
You star babies want everything quick and easy. Like the whole world should be handed to you on a silver fucking platter. You know, some of us had to hustle for our cred. You think I got to where I am by sticking up backwater truck stops?
Where you are? You mean a chubby baby hitching a ride with a robot trucker?
Why, you little shit! Hold me up, robot. I'ma punch him.
Enough. That's it. We are leaving.
What are you? Hey, I wasn't finished. Take me back there. I'll suck his teeth out. I'll make him regret being born. I'll launch him into the nearest black hole with a giant space station that I built out of tube socks. I don't care. I can do anything because I have all the cred. Who do you think you are? I am!
So, how do you like your booster seat?
It's fine. Just say it already, all right? Then we can be done with it and move on.
Say what, exactly?
Don't play coy. I bet it's eating you alive right now.
Mr. Lagarde, I do not know what.
You were right, okay? All right. There, I said it. My cred is gone. My golden rule is shit. That dumbass kid was right. I'm broke and wrong and just a big dumb. Shit, Robert. I can't even pay you now. If Esther took control of my account, she could be halfway to Andromeda snorting Xalex by now.
I'm sure we will find her.
The universe is a lot bigger when you're 1 foot tall and can barely stand on your own. I gotta take a whiz.
Would you like me to, carry you?
No, I'll manage.
Welcome back to 106.7, the only station where you're contractually obligated to have a good time. Some sombering news, however, before we start our show tonight. There's been another Extramorph outbreak today, but this time at the Intergalactic Amusement Park, Omniland. Families were horrified to learn that the interactive Extramorph exhibit wasn't just pretending to eat their children, it was actually succeeding. HR has made the heartbreaking call to seal the park off today, trapping both the families and Extramorphs inside. Omnicorp would still like to assure you, however, that Omniland is still a fun and safe destination for the whole family. They're offering a special 9% off tickets as soon as the park reopens, in memoriam of the 9 victims still trapped inside. Let us all have a brief moment of silence while I read off their names and, more importantly, occupations. Michael Demendon was a writer. Sarah Magno was an audio engineer, a voice actor, and a director. Good for you, Sarah Magno. Matt McDermott was a voice actor as well as a composer. Marshall Price, once again no relation, was a voice actor. Dave Maldonado, a voice actor and musician. Eric Emerson, a voice actor. Andrea Solis is, you guessed it, a voice actor. Nathan Magno, sound design assistant and also a voice actor. Additionally, Mitch Taskins was a trucker, and Esther Zilch, entrepreneur. Arguably the most important occupation.
Mitch Taskins? He was at Omniland.
Esther Zilch? Why, you two-timing rock snorting little...
We were both there together? If we could find them, we could get your money back.
No! Esther's gonna wish the extra morts ripped her to shreds by the time I get to her.
They could already be dead.
Not Esther. She's a resourceful little backstabber. We get her, we get my money, we get to Cosmos. Well, hot shit, kiddo. What are you waiting for? Set course for Omniland.
Well, that's all the time we've got tonight, folks. This has been Cosmic Rift, a Lighthouse Community production. I've been your fabulous host, Grunt McGillens, and I'm reminding you to fly fast and take chances. Good night!